Hey y'all, so today I want to talk about grassroots advocacy. And so in a previous video, I was talking about the different ways people can get involved in the pro-life movement because, a lot of times we hear people who are like, man, I want to get involved. I just don't know where to start. I don't know how. And so in a previous episode, I talked about different ways to get involved, ways that are very simple. And one of the things I mentioned was, grassroots advocacy. And so in this episode, I want to specifically focus on grassroots activism from a pro-life perspective and how we can play a vital role in advocating for the protection of, unborn lives through community engagement, through widespread outreach efforts, and all of the things. And so I just want to kind of break down, the different approaches that we can take when it comes to grassroots activism. And I want to talk to you specifically about, those different approaches and what their specific objectives are, what are a few examples of them, and then the impact that they can make. So if you're like, hey, I'm interested in grassroots activism, I just want to know a little bit more information. Of course, we can always do our own research and Google. Of course, like I said before in another video, like knowledge is power. You want to make sure that you have the information you need to make informed decisions, whether that's when it comes to an abortion or not having an abortion, but also when it comes to, standing up for a specific cause or, making sure that the role that you play is aligned with where God wants you, that is aligned with your sphere of influence. And so, one of the ways or approaches you can take when it comes to grassroots activism is community outreach. And so, the whole objective of community outreach is to basically raise awareness and rally support for pro-life causes. And so that could look like organizing a pro-life event. That could look like organizing a rally, organizing a march, organizing a peaceful protest in your local area. There's an event coming up soon called A Million Women. And that is a pro-life cause or a pro-life event or rally or march or all the things combined. And that is a part of community outreach. So the marketing that has been happening up until this point to promote this event is also a part of community outreach. They are raising awareness and rallying support for a pro-life cause, right? And community outreach can make a big impact, right? Why? Because it's going to engage the public, it's going to create, visible community-based support for pro-life advocacy. Another one is education. Y'all, I'm very big on education. I'm a former educator. I love to teach. I love to break down things to help people better understand. And so with education, you think like, oh, well, I'm not a teacher and all the things. Like, do you have information that you can share with other people regarding any aspect of the pro-life movement, right? So when it comes to grassroots activism, the objective of the education approach is to inform the public about pro-life issues, such as the humanity of the unborn, such as alternatives to abortion, such as the, emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual implications and, risk that accompanies abortion. Like, these are things that you can educate people on. You can educate people on what a pregnancy care center is, what it means to be in a crisis pregnancy, what it means to have an unplanned pregnancy, what are the next steps to take, all of the things. These are different ways you can educate people. You can provide educational materials like pamphlets. You can create brochures. So if you're a graphic designer, you have a role to play. If you're an educator, you have a role to play. If you are a videographer, if you're someone who's very creative when it comes to content creation, if you're a blogger, if you're a vlogger, all of these are ways that you can educate people. You can host a seminar on a topic like fetal development. You can host a workshop on mental health and its impacts of abortion. There are so many different ways that you can get involved. And education is going to increase awareness and inform an individual about a pro-life view and potential alternatives to abortion, right? Or whatever your topic or whatever you're educating them on, that's the impact it's going to make when it does what it's supposed to do. You know, when whatever you're educating them on meets the objective, if that makes sense. So another thing is lobbying. And the whole goal for lobbying is to influence pro-life legislation and policies, whether that's at the local level, state level, or the national or federal level. And so that could look like I said in the previous video, that could mean meeting with lawmakers, writing letters, sending emails, submitting a petition, or organizing pro-life advocacy days at the state capitol. And this is going to directly influence the public policy by advocating for the protection of the unborn through legal and governmental channels. And the fourth one is support for pregnancy centers. I'm going to keep talking about it because I really want y'all to really understand and get to know all of the things and the resources that are available. And so for supporting for pregnancy centers, that's going to be providing practical, emotional, and financial support for women facing unplanned pregnancies. So that may look like supporting or establishing pregnancy resource centers that offer counseling, prenatal care, parenting classes, and material such as baby supplies, diapers, wipes, baby clothes, you know, things of that nature. So if you're like, hey, I can't do anything, but I do got money, let me go donate. You know what I'm saying? Let me go buy 10 strollers and donate it to the pregnancy center. Let me go buy 100 car seats. Let me go pay for someone who can teach these classes or workshops for these women and these guys, right? And the impact that this makes is that it provides women and men with the resources that they need to carry their pregnancies to term. And is going to reduce the demand for abortions because now people are being educated and they know that they have the support that they need to be able to move forward. Another thing is social media activism. I think that one is very it's getting popular and popular and popular. And its whole goal is to just reach a broader audience and engage pro-life supporters online. And how do you do this? By sharing pro-life messages, by sharing your story, by sharing your testimony, by sharing educational content on platforms like Instagram, X, Twitter, Threads. That also looks like hosting live discussions and panels and podcasts to engage other people. And this is going to, like I said, it's going to increase your reach. It's going to influence the pro-life messaging by utilizing, you know, the power of social media to connect and mobilize people. And social media is going to spread your voice faster. It's going to, you know, make that message reach people who it may not have reached in other ways, right? And then the last one I want to talk about is building a supportive community. And so this one is going to specifically be to create a network, right? A network of people who are pro-life, who are advocates, who support one another in activism and outreach efforts. And so when it comes to supporting or building a supporting community or supportive community, that looks like joining or starting, like I said before in another video, pro-life groups, organizing community meetings to educate. It could also look like participating in local volunteer efforts aimed at supporting pregnant women and families. So if there's local baby showers happening in your city, you're making sure, hey, I'm going to show up, I'm going to volunteer, right? And this is going to strengthen local pro-life efforts and provide ongoing support for activists working toward common goals, right? And so when it comes to this grassroots activism, right, it's all about empowering individuals, empowering communities to take meaningful action. And so by organizing at the local level, by organizing or educating the public, by influencing policy, by building supportive groups and networks, pro-life activism is going to always aim to protect the dignity of the unborn, the rights of the unborn, while offering compassionate alternatives for women and their families. And so I know this was a quick one, but I really kind of just wanted to give y'all those six different ways to advocate on like a grassroots level. And so I hope this helped y'all. I will see y'all, or I will talk to you. I don't know why I keep saying it. I will talk to you in another video. Bye.